Welcome back. In this lesson, we're dialing in one of the most underrated tools in drum and bass sound design, short room impulses. Not big lush reverbs, not cinematic tales. We're talking tiny rooms that give you that recorded in a space feeling, like old breaks and old studios, but still tight enough to survive 174 BPM without turning to soup. The big idea is simple. In fast DNB, the reverb tail isn't what sells realism. It's the early reflections, those first little bounces, usually in the first 1 to 20 milliseconds, are what your ear interprets as this drum happened in a room. So today we'll build a few Ableton setups you can drop into any session. A break room send, a snare room send, a snare insert version for more mic'd in a room vibe, and a ghost room for mid-bass that glues everything without touching the sub. Alright, open up your DNB session and set tempo somewhere around 170 to 176. Then do quick routing. Make a drums group with your break and one shots, make a bass group with sub and mid layers, and create at least two return tracks. Name return a room breaks and return B room snare. If you want to go further later, we'll add a return C for bass. Now, return A. This is your break room. On return A, drop in hybrid reverb. If you have convolution reverb, that's fine too, but hybrid makes this super quick. Set it to convolution only, and turn the algorithmic part down or off. We are doing impulse responses here. Choose a small room or studio room impulse. And here's a coaching tip. When you audition impulses, don't listen for wow, what a nice reverb. That's a trap. Ignore the tail. Listen for the personality of the early reflections. Does it give you a gentle forward slap? Does it smear into a little cluster? A smeary cluster can be gorgeous on breaks because it thickens the groove without sounding like a reverb. Set your timing short. Aim for about 0.25 to 0.60 seconds. Keep pre-delay tiny, like 0 to 8 milliseconds. If your device has early reflection controls, keep them moderate. The target vibe is a break recorded in a small untreated room, not a lush ambient wash. Next, put EQ 8 after the reverb. This part is non-negotiable. High pass the room return around 200 to 350 Hz, fairly steep. Then low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. If it gets cardboard Y, dip a couple dB around 400 to 700 Hz. We're intentionally allowing a little boxiness for the vintage vibe, but we're not letting it take over the mix. Then add saturator after the EQ. Use analog clip or soft sign, drive around 1 to 3 dB, and level match your output. Soft clip is optional. This is the printed room feeling, like the space got recorded through a slightly stressed piece of gear. Now send your breaks and tops to it. On the breakbeat track, start with send around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. On hat or shaker loops, maybe minus 20 to minus 14. Keep the kick mostly dry, especially if it's a punchy modern kick. If the kick is inside the break and you like the cohesion, a tiny bit of send is fine, but be careful. Here's your DNB reality check. Mute and unmute return A. You're not looking for I hear reverb. You're looking for the groove to sit back slightly, feel more coherent, and feel like the transients are living inside a place. If the break loses punch, it usually means the return is adding too much upper mid bite around 2 to 6 kHz, or the early reflections are too loud. Pull down early reflection level if you can, or do a small dynamic dip in the 3 to 5 kHz area using multiband dynamics very gently. Quick extra pro move while you're here. Loudness match your auditioning. Convolution impulses can trick you, because one IR is simply louder and you think it's better. Drop a utility at the end of the return, and use it to level match while you A/B different impulses. You'll make better choices faster. Cool. Return beat is next, the snare room. This one is a bit different. We want a punch-preserving small chamber, slightly brighter than the break room, and we want pre-delay to protect the transient. On return B, add hybrid reverb, convolution only again. Set the time around 0.20 to 0.45 seconds. Pre-delay around 6 to 15 milliseconds. That pre-delay is key. It lets the snare crack happen first, and then the reflections land behind it. Choose an impulse that feels like a small chamber, drum room, or a studio live room. After the reverb, add a compressor and turn on sidechain. Set the sidechain input to your snare track. Ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then pull the threshold down, until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on each snare hit. What this does is a classic DNB trick. The room is audible between hits, but it ducks out of the way right when the snare smacks, so you get size without blur. Then add EQ8 after the compressor. High pass around 250 to 450 Hz. If you want more crack in the room, at a very small bump around 2 to 4 kHz, like 1 to 2 dB, low pass around 8 to 12 kHz depending on how bright your hats and snare already are. Now send your snare to return B. Start around minus 16 to minus 10 dB. And here's a really musical arranging tip. Automate that send. In the bar before the drop, bump the snare room send up by 1 to 3 dB, then snap it back down at the drop. That contrast makes the drop feel more aggressive without changing your master level. Now, sometimes you don't want the snare feeling like it's being sent off to a reverb bus. You want it to feel like it was recorded in a room as part of the snare itself. That's where the insert version comes in. On the snare channel itself, a hybrid reverb, set dry slash wet low, around 6 to 14%. Time 0.25 to 0.40 seconds, pre-delay 8 to 12 milliseconds, then put EQ8 after it, high pass around 300 Hz, and notch harsh rings if you hear them. Common trouble spots are around 1 to 2 kHz for honk, or 6 to 8 kHz for a nasty edge, but don't guess, sweep and find what's actually bothering you. Optionally, add drum bus at the end, keep boom off or extremely low, add a touch of drive, maybe 5 to 15%, and adjust transient so you keep the crack. The goal is, more recorded, not more destroyed. Alright, let's talk bass. Specifically, mid-bass glue. You usually do not want audible room on sub. That's how drops get flabby and weak. But a tiny room on your mid-bass layer, in parallel, can glue the bass to the drums like everything was played through the same speakers in the same room. Split your bass into sub and mid-bass if it isn't already. Create return C called bass room, or reuse returner, but I recommend a separate one so you can EQ it differently. On return C, add hybrid reverb in convolution mode. Time around 0.15 to 0.35 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 5 milliseconds. Dry slash wet 100% because it's a return. Then EQ 8. This is crucial. High pass higher than you think, around 250 to 500 Hz. Do not let low end into the room return. Then low pass around 4 to 8 kHz, depending on how fizzy your bass is. Optional, add auto filter with a gentle movement, like a subtle band pass or low pass with a slow LFO. Keep it barely moving. You're creating life, not an effect. Then add utility. Widen this return only, like 120 to 160%, and do a mono compatibility check. Put a utility on your master and toggle mono. If your room collapses weirdly, reduce the width or push your high pass higher. You want the ghost room to translate in a club, not disappear or comb filter. Send only the mid bass to return C, starting around minus 24 to minus 16 dB. The goal is that you almost miss it when it's gone, but you feel the track get more together when it's on. One more routing coach note. Because this catches people. If your drum bus compressor is reacting to your room returns, you can get pumping and dull hits. Depending on your session layout, consider routing the room returns directly to the master or into a separate FX bus, instead of feeding back into the drums group. There's no one right answer, but if your groove suddenly feels like it's breathing in a bad way, check that. Now let's make it vintage on purpose. At the end of your room returns, adjust one texture device. Not all of them. 1. You can try Redux, extremely light, maybe downsample 2 to 4 times with minimal bit reduction. Or a vinyl distortion with low trace and subtle drive. Or just another saturator or pedal, but keep it tasteful. This is space texture, not a distortion bus. If you want to get advanced, here are two quick ideas you can try immediately. First, the dual room stack. A front wall and back wall illusion. Make two short convolution returns. Room 1 is super short. 0.15 to 0.30 seconds, almost no pre-delay. Room 2 is a bit longer, 0.35 to 0.60, with a touch more pre-delay. Send hats and break tops more to the front room, send snare body more to the back room. Suddenly you've got depth layering without long reverb. Second, room as distortion feed, duplicate a room return. Put the short convolution first, then EQ it thin, then distort it more than you think. Then compress it fast, and blend it extremely low. Because the distortion is being driven by reflections, you get a gritty halo that doesn't blur the dry hit the same way distortion into reverb does. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Don't use long IRs on fast D&B drums. Anything over about 1.2 seconds is usually instant wash. Don't skip EQ on the return. That's how you get low-end buildup and that cardboard mid-range cloud. Don't put room on kick and sub. Keep your low end tight and centered. Don't overdo pre-delay or it turns into slap and echo. And don't widen low frequencies on a room return unless you like phase problems. Now a quick 15-minute practice that will actually lock this in. Load a classic break, amen style or any chopped loop, and layer a modern snare on top. Build return exactly like we did. Set break send around minus 14 dB, hats around minus 18. Build return B with sidechain compression, and send the snare around minus 16 to minus 10. Now a slash B. Toggle both returns on and off. Then drop each send by 3 dB and decide which keeps punch but adds depth. Finally, automate one move. The bar before the drop. Raise snare room send by 2 dB, then snap it back at the drop. Your deliverable is a 16-bar loop, where the drums feel like they're in a place, but still hit hard. Recap. Short room impulses give you fast vintage depth that fits DNB. Hybrid reverb in convolution mode plus aggressive EQ on returns is your core workflow. Keep time around 0.2 to 0.6 seconds, pre-delay 0 to 15 milliseconds, filter hard, and use sidechain compression and subtle saturation to keep it controlled and vibey, and produce with it. Automate sends to shape energy. If you tell me what kind of break you're using, like clean modern pack versus vinyl rip, and whether you're on hybrid reverb or convolution reverb, I can suggest a few impulse profiles to hunt for and where to place a dynamic control band so your room stays loud in the mix without getting harsh.